Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So proud and so happy to be seeing more women play different sports because of the biases that we had, or like, it's always hard because sometimes we are always compared to men, but it's not really that case. We're playing the same sport and that should be enough. And just for you to fight through that adversity, it already says that you're a strong woman.
Matapos mag-uwi ng karangalan ng ilang Pinay sa larangan ng sports noong nakaraang taon, malaking bagay ang pagpapatuloy nito para kay Ina Palacios, goalkeeper ng Philippine Women's National Football Team. Bit-bit ni Ina, kasama ng team ang bandila ng Pilipinas sa 2022 Asian Football Confederation Asian Women's Cup na ginaganap sa India.
We hope that we will perform to be at least in the top 5, because we need to be in the top 5 excluding Australia, who's going automatically to the World Cup. We just need to win games, play the best that we could. Continuity is really the key for us.
Kung makakapasok sa top 5, ito ang kauna-unahang pagkakataon na makakwalify ang Pilipinas sa Federasyon Internasyonal de Football Association o FIFA Women's World Cup. Puspusan ng training lalo't 2 buwan lang mula nang makilala ang bagong Australian head coach na si Alan Stachich, na dating coach ng Australia Women's National Soccer Team na Matildas. Malaking bagay ang mga bagong natutunan nila kay Coach Alan, at mas pinaigting ang laro ng koponan.
Nag-start kami mag-training November, 2 months, and then yeah, syempre, a lot of discipline that comes with it, not just training per se physically, you know, we also have to take care of ourselves mentally. Yeah, a lot of proper diet, of course, but it's not a big of a difference or something that is parang a problem to us. You know, we enjoy eating naman healthy food, it's nice for our body, we feel good about it, but the whole experience, it's been great. We've been learning a lot. We could see that, you know, we've pushed ourselves more than usual. It's good that they were able to get that out of us.
Ngunit hindi naging madali ang lahat, lalo't nasa gitna ng pandemya. Sa Amerika, nag-training ang team dahil sa mga restriction sa Pilipinas. At hamon ding panatilihing malusog ang pangangatawan at COVID-free.
For the players' perspective, our challenge is really just the pandemic and having to make sure that we're all physically, mentally, emotionally ready for this tournament. So that's what we've been working on, and that's what we hope to achieve and hope that you guys see as well.
Dahil din sa pandemya, matagal na nabakante si Ina at teammates nito sa paglalaro, at aminadong may mga adjustment nang bumalik. Mahigpit ang mga restriction noon at takot din siyang lumabas, sa pag-iingat na din para sa kanyang kalusugan.
Tagal na break yan kasi yung last namin 2019, so yung buong 2020 halos talagang wala, lalo na sa amin sa Pilipinas. So habang walang physical football, lahat kami basically took that time just to work on ourselves, which is like home workouts lang. Yan lang naman yung magagawa namin eh, kasi we only had limited space in the house. Plus, yun, sobrang na-miss namin yung team setting, syempre. And just being back on the field. So nung nagkaroon kami ng chance nung last qualifiers na makalaro ulit, syempre sobrang tuwang-tuwa din kami.
Sinamantala din ni Ina ang pagkakataon na break sa football na hanapin ang iba pang interes at pagkaabalahan ang iba pang passion nito.
Besides sa pag-workout, parang linaan ko yung oras ko mag-brainstorm or mag-start ng maliit na business. And then also helping out and managing a small gym that it had to close. So nag-divert kami into home gyms and selling equipments and stuff like that. Natuwa ako na na-explore ko rin yung side different from just playing. So at least alam ko na I'm also interested in that side. So I feel like there's a lot more that's coming for me after playing, and it's not just the only thing I have.
Bata pa lang ay aktibo na si Ina at nagsimulang ipasok sa taekwondo ng kanyang mga magulang kasama ang kapatid. 4th grade nang magsimula sa football matapos mag-imbita ang kanilang paaralan sa mga batang nais maglaro pagtapos ng klase. Walang ideya si Ina sa football, pero dahil nais niyang makapaglaro ay napasabak siya dito. Hanggang sa tuloy-tuloy na ito sa kanyang kolehiyo, kung saan naging varsity player at 4 beses na tinanghal na best goalkeeper ng UAAP o University Athletic Association of the Philippines.
This is actually a hard sport, and then I was eager to learn, and like I just wanted to see where I could go. And then from there, tuloy-tuloy na, I never stopped. And not just that, I think for that whole reason that I really enjoyed playing football, it was my motivation to even do good in school. Kasi my parents had a deal. We had a deal. They said, you can only play if you have good grades. Because ayoko yung mag-stop. I had to study. And this is what I tell my friends, my teammates, my younger teammates. Enjoy being a student athlete because it's a journey that you will always learn so much from. And parang it's just a great experience na not a lot can say that they've experienced it and they've been successful as a student athlete. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Simula 2012, lagi nang bahagi si Ina ng national team bilang magaling na goalkeeper. Ngunit may mga hamon din siyang kinaharap bilang manlalaro. Pinakamahirap anya nang pumanaw ang kanyang lola bago magsimula ang isang tournament. Nakaranas din siya ng injury at nagkaroon din ng panahon na nawalan siya ng gana. Sa gitna ng mga naging pagsubok, hindi nawala ang passion ni Ina at mas lalo pang tumitindi ang kanyang motivation na iwagayway ang bandila ng Pilipinas.
Noong 2020, I decided to have my shoulder surgery. So it was really a personal goal for me to be able to get back to play, not just playing, but competitive football and still be able to represent the country. My goal since then for myself is just to see where I can still go. And I want to make sure that I'm still coachable enough to improve and see the potential that I feel like I can still give and have. And then for the team, of course, the best way to push each other is to really give your best at training every time. And, you know, being there for your teammates through the ups and downs. It's always such a good journey to experience things like this with a group of people that you enjoy being with. So it's an honor and we're just so happy na we get this chance to be with each other and have this opportunity to again be in the Asian Cup Finals.
Pagkatapos ng AFC Asian Women's Cup, tuloy-tuloy ang training ng Philippine Women's National Football Team para sa SEA Games ngayong Mayo sa Vietnam at ilang pang tournament ngayong taon. At kung papalarin sa FIFA World Cup, masaya siyang tumuntong muli sa Australia dahil dito gaganapin ang tournament. Nais din niyang madalaw ang mga kamag-anak sa Melbourne. Malaki ang pasalamat ni Ina sa mga taong sumusuporta sa team at inaanyayahan niya rin ang iba pang Pilipino na suportahan ng atletang Pinoy. Payo din niya sa lahat, lalo na sa mga babaeng nais maging bahagi o nasa larangan na ng pampalakasan na patuloy na mangarap at huwag sumuko.
Minsan hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala because I was just like them when I was a kid. I didn't dream to be anything like me right now, but all I did was I wanted to find something that really truly made me happy doing. And that was football. And their passion just grew. And when there's passion, you do everything to keep that. You do everything to share it. And then you do everything to keep it as your passion all throughout. So my advice for them is that find something that you really like doing. And when you do, and do it wholeheartedly and don't stop.
TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.